The Covington Food Bank, as its name suggests, provides food for those in need. But they also have a thrift store and an emergency assistance center. They call these their core ministries and hope their services target the community's primary needs. And that includes one more important service that the Covington Food Bank provides, a dental clinic. As clinic manager Karen McCarthy explains, there's a huge need for affordable dental care.
A lot of people go their whole lives without either going to a dentist or infrequently. They take care of their kids. They take care of everybody else. So that's our goal. Our goal is to really reach the adult community. Children are covered under Medicaid or Medicare through the state, so they have that opportunity, but a lot of adults don't.
Darcy Phillips visits the clinic for a routine cleaning. She's been going to the clinic for several years, trying to catch up on much-needed dental work after years without care. She says it's changed her life.
Well, I can eat again. I couldn't eat for a long time because my teeth were so loose and were falling out and bad. And it just feels better. I don't have the pain of the teeth. I don't have the pain of the gums. It's all gone because they were able to help me at a cheap price.
The goal of the clinic is to provide primary dental services to those who can't afford them, including the low income and working poor. At a regular dental practice, an extraction can cost around $250, while the food bank's clinic offers the same services at just a fraction of the cost. Patients usually pay around a third of what the services would cost elsewhere, and there's a huge need. The schedule is often booked out for a month or more. McCarthy says, unfortunately, the most common procedure is extractions because many people wait so long to get help.
We have a lot of women in their 40s and 50s, particularly single women, single parents who have spent their whole lives bringing up their kids, and they're finally at a point in their life where they can address their own dental issues. Unfortunately, we do get a very high percentage of patients who are beyond restorative.
Executive director of the Covington Food Bank, Terry Turner Mars, says that's because dental care often takes a back seat to primary medical care. But she says access to dental care is about more than just health.
I think it helps people get jobs, quite frankly, because if you think about when a person goes for an interview, if they have a gaping hole in their mouth or deteriorating teeth, the first impression it gives is poor. And, you know, our best day here is denture day or bridge day, when people are literally getting their new smiles. And, I mean, tears abound around here when that happens because they've just never had that before.
The clinic had about 900 patients last year, and Turner Mars hopes to be able to take on more clients in the future, but says they need more dentists to volunteer. Dr. Claude D'Antonio volunteers once a week. He used to have his own practice in Bogalusa, but retired a few years ago and says he gets a lot out of volunteering at the dental clinic in Covington.
These patients that have never really seen the care that they deserve, they're just not used to the care. And you could see it in their eyes, in their tone of voice, constantly thanking us. And it's just a fantastic feeling. When I walk out of the door in the afternoon here, It's a recharge, a battery recharge. I feel so good spiritually. It's just a great feeling.
McCarthy hopes the clinic can grow to serve more people in the future. She says they have a shared goal.
Just treating as many people as possible, fixing one smile at a time in this community.
In Covington, for WWNO, I'm Paul Mawson.